You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I think there's all sorts of very interesting things coming out today that we can cram into our trending report, like this study on clowns. Did you grow up afraid of clowns?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
My son did. He was deathly afraid. I don't think he still is as an adult, but I guess a lot of people still are.
Yeah.
So they went out and tried to do some sort of study on why so many people, like more than half of people, say they have at least some fear of clowns. There's a word for it. Can I pronounce this? Coulrophobia. Anyway, they found 8 reasons why we find them scary, and let me just throw in a couple of them. One of them is really interesting. It's called hidden emotional signals. Kind of like, you know, ladies say they get from their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden emotional signals. It means that the makeup and crap all over their face makes them impossible to read. We have evolved as a species that we really read facial gestures and everything, and facial tics, that tells us a lot about somebody that we're having a conversation with. And with clowns, you can't see that, yeah. So you can't tell if they're happy, you can't tell if they're angry.
Yeah, they got that fake smile plastered on there.
Yeah. So those are hidden emotional signals. So there's one. The other thing is just all the negative portrayals in movies and media, like the movie.
Sure.
And then their exaggerated facial features make them seem threatening.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh. And the color of their makeup reminds us of death, disease, and blood.
My God. Clowns are the worst.
There's some science behind it. Jeremy is now well into his 40s. Do you feel like you're in your 40s, or in your mind, do you feel like you're still in your 20s or 30s?
Probably 20s.
Do you?
Yeah.
That is about right. They have put out what they call as a formula, because most people in their minds feel like they're younger than they are. Like, have you ever done that thing where you think back to your parents when they were the age that you are now?
Right. Okay? Yes.
And in your mind, you're like, I don't think I'm nearly as old as they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't act the same way that they did.
Right. Yeah.
Well, apparently, the way our brain works is that we have this little formula that in our mind, we are approximately 20% younger than we are. So you at 43, in your mind, you might think you're 34-ish.
Okay. I still think 20s, but sure.
Yeah.
Or even younger.
I'm not talking emotional.
I kind of feel like I'm 18 sometimes.
People who are in their 50s might feel like they're more in their 30s. And again, they ask science.
Hmm.
And the psychologists say the number one reason for this is that we form so many memories as kids, teenagers, and early adults that we cannot wrap our brains around the fact that that era is so far in the past.
Yeah, it's true, man.
Because of the strong memories that we
built. Absolutely. It's worse for me when I'm collecting all my toys and stuff still.
That's
from my childhood.
Right.
So, you know, I truly feel like I'm still
like
young.
A child in many respects.
Well, that sounds a little harsh, but yeah.
You just said, I collect toys.
Yeah.
That is like what a child does.
Yeah, it's what a collector does.
What?
I'm not playing with them. That's what a child does. They play with them. I just collect them. I'm not like, pew, pew, you know, setting up G.I. Joe and
I bet when no one's watching, you do.
Pew, pew.
When you go to a movie theater, where do you like to sit? Where do you like to sit? I can't.
At
when's
home.
The last time you and I went to
I like
a movie
to sit
together?
At home.
I think the last time was at least 15 years ago. We went to see the morning show. All went to see what was that? That Clint Eastwood boxing movie.
Oh my
where
god! So that was
training,
years ago.
He's training the woman.
What was that
boxer.
Called?
I can't remember.
I don't even remember.
Anyway, that's the last time I think I was in a movie theater with Jeremy.
You're probably right, man. That's been years. What was the name of that stupid movie? I'll look it
hold
up.
Hold on. Clint Eastwood boxing movie. $1 Million Baby.
Yeah, so when did that come out?
2004. Well, that couldn't have been it then. There was some other one that... it's not important. When you go to the theater, where do you like to sit? Are you middle of the theater? Are you back row? Are you near the front?
I'm in that first front row in the middle section.
Okay, right in front of the little aisle that goes across?
Right in front of the aisle, yeah, because you can put your feet up on the wall there or whatever, and yeah, there's nobody in front of you but just an aisle. I like that.
But that's don't you spot. Dislike people walking in front of you?
Once the movie starts, there's nobody walking. You just sit there and watch the movie, yeah.
Popular Science wanted to study and find the best seats in the house, and they came up with the middle of a row and then two-thirds of the way back. That's where the audio engineers generally sit when they're going to test out the sound system. So if you're middle row, two-thirds of the way back, they claim that is the sweet spot in a movie theater.
Nice. All right.
And if those are taken, you should move like Jeremy, move closer to the screen rather than farther back. I am a back row dude. I will always be on a back row. I just don't like anyone behind me making noise, kicking my seat, crunching their popcorn in my ear.
That's very true.
So I'm back row at all times. Now we know. What else is trending?
Today is National Cereal Day. Gun to your head. Favorite cereal. Go.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch all day long. And, of course, they're talking about the people that just put in the cereal and then the milk and then these insane wackadoos. 11% of people put the milk in and then the cereal. That is dangerous. You got to worry about spillage with that. You know, you got to know just how much milk.
Although, in all fairness, when you get like a refill, like if you've eaten all the cereal and you still got milk in your bowl,
that's what you
then
do,
you're
right?
pouring more cereal in.
You are, That's true. Hmm. Very true. Anyway, today's your day to go get yourself a box of cereal and give it hell. Keanu Reeves is trending this morning. I guess there's a fungus-killing bacteria that was discovered in Germany last month, and they have named it after Keanu Reeves. They named it Keanumycins. I think, because they say the lipitides kill so efficiently that they named him after Keanu because he's also extremely deadly in all of his roles. And, of course, somebody reached out to Keanu, and he's like, yeah, that's pretty cool that they did that, but they should have named it John Wick because John Wick's the killer, So, yeah, he's right. Why didn't they name it John Wick and not Keanumycins? Should have been Wickmycins. Is what it should have been. Anyway, he said, thanks, scientist people.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Totally of Keanu
Total
line.
Keanu line. Thanks, scientist people. If you want a good laugh today, go on and search the senior citizens who recreated Rihanna's halftime moves.
I want to see
it. It's pretty damn cute. It's all these cute little old ladies at this retirement home, and they recreate the Super Bowl halftime show. And you will LOL and tinkle your pants just a little bit. So check that out today. Here's some good news floating around. A woman in Washington State hit the Powerball last month. She just came forward to collect the cash money. Here's the cute part of the story. Turns out she works for Boeing, and she only purchased the ticket because the jackpot was $747 million. $747, guys. Get it? And Boeing had just delivered their last 747 jumbo jet ever. She's like, this might be a sign. Bought a ticket. Ended up winning. Now, the jackpot did grow just a skosh before she won it. So she did get $755 million. But the big takeaway was just 747. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to do this. Kind of cool. And then I do love this story this morning, too. There's this little town in Massachusetts. They threw a surprise birthday party for their oldest resident. Hulda Sinhouse was her name. She turned 112 last Tuesday.
And they gave her a surprise
and
party?
And I love the little line at the end of this. They're like, yeah, very risky on their part, but yes, she did survive the surprise birthday party. Surprise! Be very careful when you do that in your 112.
They didn't really think that through, did they?
They really, really didn't, did they? Here's some good news for dudes who want to last a little longer in bed. You might want to take up running and yoga. There's a new scientific review published in the Trends of Urology. Love that magazine. They looked at different techniques that could help men during sessy time. They say essentially go running. They were instructed to run at least 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week. And then there was another group that just walked for 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week. The active guys went from lasting about 39 seconds to more than 30 minutes? Hmm. Is that right? Somebody get me a treadmill in this studio ASAP, man. Anyway, the same thing happened with the dudes that did yoga, too. They lasted a lot longer. Can you run and do yoga at the same time?
Remember what Sting used to say about his tantric yoga?
That's right. That's right. You can go forever, man. Mm-hmm.
Man, you just have to find someone who's okay with you going forever.
She's like, just wrap it up already. Wrap it up.
My show's coming on. Can you hurry up?
Anything else I want to tell you? There's this funny story about Toblerone. Did you see this? They've been a Swiss brand of chocolate for more than 115 years. They use the Matterhorn Mountain as their logo. Fairly iconic Swiss...
Landmark.
Thank you. Well, now they announced they're moving some of the production out of the country to Slovakia. But Switzerland has laws where you can't use any Swissness on your packaging if you're not making it in Switzerland. This isn't Swissness enough. So anyway, they're having to redo their logo on the Toblerone packaging because they're not Swiss anymore.
Yeah, I heard they're just going to make it mountain funny.
It's just a generic
triangles.
Mountain. Yeah, yeah. What's your thoughts on the Toblerone? Do you like it? Have you had it? I think it's an overrated chocolate, personally.
No, I like it, but I haven't had it in decades.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
the iconic
triangle
packaging, and they're big around the holidays and stuff. But
it doesn't roll off the counter. That's what's good about it.
Yeah, it's true, but give me a Hershey's bar all day long. All right, let's do some clickbait. Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of candy, I posted a link just for funsies. Somebody ranked the classic Brock's jelly beans from best to worst. I will tell you, I won't tell you what came in first, but red came in last.
No.
Last.
No.
What kind of BS survey is this?
Total BS.
The red one's the best one.
And it was last?
Came in last.
You have lured me into clickbait. I'm going to go look now.
It's insane.
I got to see what was the...
Number one is stupid.
Everything
beats
red.
But number one's stupid. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.